producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-7569. For those of you who are itching to get a hold of me, understand that today is one of the days where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. So technically, we have a shortened couple segments going on here. Realistically, let me be honest with you, I'm a pushover. Last week, we had a caller who just really needed some extra help, so we blew off It's Broken, Let's Fix It. So, but I, you know, it helps me, let's be honest. Not that much, but so if you're going to call early is what I'm saying. I'm not nagging you. Well, I'm nagging you a little bit. And today, we have Tom who's filling in, Shane who is usually with me on Fridays, is out sick today. So Tom is stepping up to the plate, and he's helped out before. So you've never done my show, though. You and I have talked, but I don't think you've ever done my show before, have you?
I came on just to say hi that one time when we talked about my friend in Michigan.
Yeah,
but,
that's right. You were close to whomever the producer was, and you had, and my producer, whomever it was at the moment, said, Tom has a question, can he ask you? And so that's what happened. So you were actually a caller or a guest on the program.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, there you go. So he's back, and he's helping out today, so that's good. So when you call, make sure you give him a big, gee, we're really glad you're here today. Today is, I think Sheen is getting even with us because he sent me all of the Today in Histories. All right, first of all, the big question today. I should tell you, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, right? When I was first starting broadcasting, when I was in San Francisco, which means I'd already been on the air for like 3 years, and I'd already been on the air in San Francisco for at least a while. Program director called me into his office, which program directors the old days used to do. They used to get talent in about, you know, usually at least a couple times a year and critique you, tell you what you were doing right, what they needed you to do differently, sometimes to praise you, not often, but occasionally. So he hauls me in, and he plays about the first maybe 5-10 minutes of my program. He said, what do you think? And I said, boy, I talk fast. And he said, did you notice how many times you gave your name? And I said, I'm not sure I did. He said, well, I'm sure you didn't at all. And what I knew is I hadn't given my name out for the next half hour. And he said, call letters are good, but your name is what people need to hear. So I sort of took that to heart and try to remember to say my name at least occasionally. And what I've done, for those of you who listen to the program know, that what I do is when I answer the phone, I say, hi, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help? Because that way it's unconscious. So I know that I'm saying the name at least a couple times an hour. That's a backstage look at the dirty world of broadcasting. Anyway, I'm not sure where I was going on that. Oh, except to tell you that was my name. Okay, so the big story today is weather. So the East Coast is about to get clobbered, supposedly. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday because this is the big story of the week, that my experience in being on the air and giving out weather forecasts and talking about the weather is whenever someone says it's going to be a disaster, it seldom is. Sandy was one of the few exceptions where they said this is going to be the storm of the century, and it was. I mean, it was a mess. But by and large, if you look over the last 20 years, that most of the storms that have been forecast to be disasters haven't been there. And there have been some exceptions. Certainly Katrina was one. Carla, I think, was more than 20 years ago. But if you look at all the forecasts of disastrous weather, by and large, they don't happen. And as far as I'm concerned, that fits in with an overall approach to information that not only this country, but I think most of the world has adopted, which is when in doubt, scare the living daylights out of people. whether you're talking about avian flu, or you're talking about terrorism, or you're talking about the weather, that somehow media, and I'm part of it, I suppose, except I do the other side of it, let's all be calm. If you look at the likelihood of being involved in a terrorist attack is essentially non-existent. You know, this is where the incidence of being involved in a car accident, much more likely, so wear your seatbelt and don't worry about terrorists. Anyway, so it turns out that this storm, everybody is sending me emails saying, blizzard! And apparently the mayor of D.C. has said, this is a life-threatening situation. Well, it turns out, if you look at the weather maps, it's unclear what's going to happen here. Because what you've got is a high-pressure zone and a low-pressure front. And the question is, the low-pressure will keep moisture around. The question is, where's it going to land and how long is it going to last? And that's what's going to determine snowfall. Nobody knows. Or whoever knows is not telling, and it's certainly not the Weather Channel or the National Weather Service. Tom, I'll just tell you this because this was one of my fascinating pieces of information. This winter storm has been named. Its name is Jonas. Thank goodness it's not Joy. They're clearly going for the J-O thing. And so I just sort of mused aloud yesterday on the program. How long have they actually been naming winter storms? And the answer is since November 2012. So not for very long. So the idea is that these dudes at the National Weather Channel, TWC, there are three dudes, and they decide, number one, is it a winter storm? Is there a storm warning? And do we name it? So there you go. Fascinating information, yes. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. And according to Shane, I take very little responsibility for this. Today is Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. I guess that assumes that, number one, you have a cat, and number two, it has questions, and number two, you can understand it. It's come in from the cold day, but tomorrow's going to be the cold day. Is Dance of the Seven Veils Day? Where's Salome when we need her? Is National Blonde Brownie Day? Oh, please. If it's not a dark brownie, who cares? And it's National Polka Dot Day. It's also, on a serious note, Roe versus Wade Day. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. This is a day in history where Queen Victoria died in 1901. The first of the Russian revolutions began on this day in 1905, which I guess if you're in Russia and in January, that's the time to have a revolution. Let's see what else we got. This was the day that Heath Ledger died. So, Conan O'Brien made his final appearance on the Today Show. There you go. And the final portrait of John and Yoko was on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. So there you go. 855-993-7569. This is also the day that LBJ died in Texas. So you can see, it's one of the reasons I really like talking about days in history is you can see that there really are trends that sort of seem to kind of fall on certain dates. I mean, there's no particular reason for it unless you believe in, I don't know, the universe speaking to us or whatever it is. All righty, 855-993-7569. If you're going to call, calling early is a great idea. And then we'll talk about whatever's on your mind. I'm trying to decide whether or not we're actually going to do movies today. I know we were supposed to do them yesterday. We'll see if we get enough time. There are a whole bunch. January tends to be the kind of low-pressure area for movies in that it's the Oscar nominees are already in. They have to have opened at least one place by December 31st to be nominated. People are still waiting for the Oscar. The nominations are already in, but the Oscar awards. So it's a time where people catch up on really good movies. It tends to be a time where they dump movies that that might ordinarily not get much notice. So we'll see. And this is, unfortunately, one of the weeks. There's one movie that's okay, and there's one movie that's perfectly wretched. So, and there's some that they won't screen for me, which means that they have no hope for them. All righty? 855-993-7569. I suppose on the level of things that we definitely need that we didn't know we need, that Microsoft is putting out a mimicker alarm that will bug you till you're wide awake so you can't hit the snooze button anymore.
855-993-7569. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
55993-7569. As I said, we're going to do is Broken Let's Fix It today, and I think I'll do a quick rundown sometime in the next hour or so about movies to watch or not watch this weekend. They're a bunch. They're a bunch that they didn't screen for me, but they're a bunch that they did. So I'll give you. And one of them actually is pretty good. One of them's okay, and one of them is awful. Ooh, can you hardly wait and see which is which? Maybe I'll just tell you what the movies are, and you can choose. No, I'm not going to do that. All right, so Tom, let's talk about, I was just talking about the fact that we worry about all the wrong things. And one of the things we put up on Facebook, I think the wording is, what are you afraid of?
How do you deal with fear? Yep,
okay.
Be specific.
Yeah, always, folks. Whenever you respond to something on Facebook, understand that I'm a psychologist and I'm inherently curious. So saying things like, I drink tea, or I drink liquid. I mean, give me specifics, folks. All right, so I've now scolded you. Go ahead.
Okay, first response here is Terry, who says, oddly, I laugh. I can't help it. I think it's a release. It's a release for me.
Terry, you're absolutely right. I mean, Freud says that we laugh at things that either frighten us or sadden us, and it is a release. So it's certainly not unusual. It sometimes can be disconcerting for people around you, to be quite honest. And it may, if you're young enough, it may be misinterpreted as either bravado or nuttiness, but it's certainly not uncommon when you feel really nervous to have some kind of, it's adrenaline that's coursing through your system. Adrenaline is a great high, it's a bad low. It doesn't serve you very well in the long run. But in certain circumstances, it may give you enough of a release to be able to not panic, to take a deep breath and figure out what your choices are. So it's an interesting response. It's not uncommon. It's certainly not unheard of. You may want to see if it's costing you a lot. And if it is, to maybe modify it. But it may not. It may be very, very helpful for you. Very productive. Okay.
Next up, Leah says, and I like this one. This is along my lines, head on, get the what ifs out of the way from the start.
Good plan. One of the things I try and convince people to do is take worst case scenario and say, okay, if this is what happens, what would I do? And begin to plan for it for a number of reasons. First of all, you're less likely to panic. Second of all, if you figured out worst case scenario and you already know how to do that, anything short of that is going to feel like a relief. Oh, so the storm only dumped 5 inches? I was expecting 12. I'm okay. My back will not kill me at the end of all that shoveling. Incidentally, speaking of shoveling, women, this is a time to assert your equal rights. Men are much more prone to get heart attacks from shoveling than women. So if you got a guy who, I mean, even if you don't think he's prone to heart attacks, maybe because we take smaller amounts or we don't macho out, I don't know exactly what it is, but I know that the statistics about men succumbing to heart attacks shoveling snow as opposed to women are alarming. So when in doubt, at least go out and help him and or get a small shovel. All right, keep going.
Next up, we've got Dorothy. I use emotional freedom techniques, also known as tapping. It's a combination of acupuncture and psychology. It's easy, it's free, and it works. I've never heard of this.
This is the one, I think, where you do head taps. It's a combination. It's ancient kind of Chinese Tai Chi. The idea, if I'm talking about the same thing she's talking about, is, first of all, it's distracting. Second of all, it's rhythmic, which your body responds pretty well to. Third of all, it sort of talks about, it does exactly what we're talking about, which is giving you a little bit of a respite from the adrenaline response. And anything rhythmic, that's why square breathing is so helpful. In addition, not only is it rhythmic, but it changes the oxygen carbon dioxide balance in your body, which is a way of slowing everything down and making it. The whole point about fear is panic buys you nothing in the long run. In the short run, it can make you move more quickly, which means you can avoid the bus that's coming down. I was went to a screening last night and was with a friend who pulled out in the traffic, and I said, stop, there was an oil tanker that would have hit us. I thought, my heart rate must be like at 4,000 at this moment. All I could think of was fiery ball. So, but she stopped. So,
next up, Kaya, I believe I'm saying that right, I'm sorry if I am not, says, it depends on the fear. I have physical fears like heights, waters, and going into crawl spaces.
Well, wait a minute. Let me stop. Those are called, let's differentiate if we can for Caleb between fears that are reality-based and fears that are phobic, which means that they're unrealistic fears. It is certainly legitimate to be fearful about a oil tanker or oil truck bearing down on you into traffic. Being fearful about height when there is actually no danger it's not called hydrophobia. I'm trying to remember what fear of heights is. Acrophobia is fear of the marketplace. No, that's agoraphobia. It's acrophobia. Okay. So the whole point being to assess whether or not it is a realistic fear or not. And if it's not, that's when sort of figuring out worst case scenario, hypnotism, behavior modification, desensitization can really work. By definition, a phobia is an unrealistic fear. Now, also understand that a lot of these fears, like fear of heights, is inborn into human beings. There's a famous study that came out of the 40s in Germany where they had a baby that was supposed to cross a bridge. And if the bridge, it was fairly narrow, and if the bridge was covered with paper, or like contact paper, so the baby could not see down, baby would happily scamper across it. If it was plexiglass so that the baby could see that it was a height, baby wouldn't go. And presumably, and this we're talking about maybe an 8-month-old child. So you're not talking about a learned fear. You're talking about an inborn fear, presumably, that in fact going out over the abyss is not a safe thing to do. So that's why looking at inborn fears that may or may not be realistically based can free you from a lot of stuff, as can hypnosis. Go ahead.
To continue on that, she says, haha, when I climb onto the roof, I breathe deep, move carefully and slowly, and remind myself I remember that I've done this before, and I love the view. The fear is less tangible.
Well, that answered one of my questions, which is, why in heaven's name are you on the roof? Okay, yeah. Keep going. We like the view. Got it.
If my fear is less tangible, then I prepare for the worst and hope for the best. I think that's what most people do. No?
Yes, exactly. Because if you figured out worst case scenario, then anything short of that is going to be a relief. So you're absolutely right. Well, see, she's already, without being aware specifically of the difference between realistic fears and unrealistic fears, she's already figured out the distinction, number one. Number two, she's done a cost-benefit ratio of how much does this cost me to do this and what's the payoff? And, for example, that she's fearful about heights, but what she decides is, even though heights make me uncomfortable, I want to see the view, and therefore, what can I do to minimize the risk and maximize the payoff? So, good job. Without even knowing that that's exactly the scenario. All right, we got time for one more on this segment, or do we need to? All right, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind you want to talk with me about, where it's fearful or not, don't be afraid of me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-4704. That's 1-800-613-4704. 1-800-613-4704. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
800-544-7070. Andrea, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Andrea. What's on your mind?
Okay, here's my question in a nutshell. What's the best and most effective way to handle a troublesome colleague?
Why is this column, what are they doing that's troublesome?
Well, I try to be very civil to her. We'll never be best friends, but that's no reason why we can't.
But you're not telling me what she does that makes you unhappy.
Okay, what she does. We will be fine for being civil, and then out of nowhere one day she will make a couple of snide comments directed at me.
And what do you say when she says, give me an example of a snide comment.
Okay, last week I walked into an office and somebody said, oh, I hear that you're going on vacation to me. And I said, yes. And she said, oh, well, so-and-so is going on vacation at the same time, a friend of mine. And she said, the two of you are probably cohabiting together. And I just ignored her because I didn't know, you know, what that meant.
I don't know. Oh, I would have just said to her, gee, that's kind of an odd thing to say. What do you mean? I mean, she probably thought she was being clever or witty.
Right.
But, I mean, rather than take offense, just be curious.
I have tried making comments like that before. In this case, I ignored her. And when I said to her before, well, what do you mean? You know, I don't think that's very funny.
Well, no. But Andrea, you're taking offense. And I would just say, well, that's kind of an odd thing to say. What did you mean?
Okay.
You're being furious. I'm saying be curious.
Okay.
I mean, look, when you're angry, you've let that person off the hook.
Right.
All they have to do is react to your anger.
Okay.
If you're curious, you ask a question of, gee, what does that mean? Then they have to do some work about it. Let them do the work.
So that's all I have to say then?
In general, I mean, my guess is that she doesn't think that she's being offensive.
Okay.
She feels that she has no way, that she has just an off, it sounds like she's not a very happy person. She doesn't have a whole lot of friends, and she doesn't have many social skills.
Mm-hmm.
So her version of humor isn't very funny. But instead of kind of responding to that, again, remembering, Andrea, that the whole deal with human behavior is all of us want attention.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't get it for doing something positive, we'll get it for doing something negative. And it may be a very fine line in her mind that she doesn't know how to get attention. She's not very good at social interaction. She doesn't, you know, she's not very poised.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was her version of saying, gee, can you pay attention to me? Do you like me? And then when you ignore her, she just gets panicky. And if you just say to her, I mean, because one of two things is true. Either it's an innocent comment on her part, at which point you saying to her, gee, you know, what did you mean? And she'll have a perfectly legitimate answer,
mm-hmm.
which might be interesting for both of you. Or she's being a snot, but even if she's being a snot, instead of you being angry with her, you're giving her a chance to explain herself, and she's going to have to do some more work. So any way you look at it, being curious rather than furious will work much better.
All right, I will try that.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello there. How nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you. How may I help you?
Well, I want you to do some of your creative problem solving and help me meddle in my brother's life. Although I know there's probably a 50-50 chance you'll tell me to mind my own business. But
all right. That's right.
I got a call from my sister-in-law a few days ago, and she was kind of frantic, saying that and my brother has been working on trying to set up an internet-based business for about 18 months, and he's been making almost no money.
Okay.
And she's frantic that their finances will go wild. Now, I think, knowing her, she's probably frantic ahead of time.
Why does she call you? That doesn't.
I'm the big sister.
Okay. Do you have a good relationship with your brother?
Yeah.
Because this seems a little disloyal on her part. I mean.
Yeah, it does kind of. But
yeah, it's going to put you in the middle, I'm afraid. But
who
knows? Okay, so.
Who knows? There's an issue that he's had for quite some time that probably has to do with. We have a very large family. He's number 6 of 9.
Okay.
And
you're the oldest?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's obviously been in competition with the others for quite some time. And
how old is your brother?
He's 49.
Okay, does he have kids?
He has two kids, yeah.
Ages?
One of them is 20 and the other one is 13.
Okay, so your sister called and said, does your sister have a job? Your sister-in-law have a job?
She has a job, a pretty good job. But they also live in a very expensive place.
Okay, so what specific, so you want me to give you permission to call up your brother and say, hey, what's going on?
No, what I'm looking for is ideas maybe of something she could say. She's talked to him about, you know, you really need to drop this business and go back to something else, and he gets defensive and angry, and the communication.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Kind of
has she worked the whole marriage?
Yeah.
Does she make...
She's a lawyer. Actually, she quit work for a while and got a law degree.
Okay, good. Good. That's really helpful. How long have they been married?
About 15 years.
No, they've got a 20-year-old.
That 20-year-old is from a previous relationship.
Okay, so they've been married 15 years. So how long was she not working and when she went back to school and got a law degree?
I think law school is about 3 years, right?
Yeah.
So I think it was 3 or 4 years.
All right. What I would say to her is, here's the deal. If I were in your shoes, what I would say to my husband, you know, your husband, my brother, is, look, you supported me for 4 years while I went to law school, or 3 years, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I'm concerned, payback is fair. Then I'm willing to support you for the same amount of time, or maybe even a little longer. But can we, the two of us, sit down and look at our finances together and decide when is the cutoff point that if it's not that I want you to give up your business. It's that we figure out a way for you to bring in some extra money so mm-hmm. that we don't end up at the poorhouse. Because I think that's fair that if, as women, we're going to say to men, look, we want to be treated as equals. We want an equal say in the marriage. We want to be a partnership. Then part of it is the financial parts. We have to be willing to shoulder part of the financial load.
Sure.
And while for the last couple of years, she may have made significantly more money, but saying to him at this moment, look, you've had a year and a half. We're out of here. That he supported her for 3.5 or 4 years, whatever it was.
Right.
And you can, and by saying that this is what, you know, that you called me and this is what I said, it may also change her perspective a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That says, look, he did this for you. It's fair for you to do it to him. But instead of saying, you have to stop this now, which she has no right to say, she can say, hey, look, as far as I'm concerned, you did it for me. We're halfway through it. But can the two of us sit down and agree that there's a drop off the edge of the earth point? There's a critical mass that says, you know, we really don't want to fall below this level on our savings or our monthly income or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you figure out a way to generate, even if it's, you know, flipping burgers at Mickey D's, a way to bring in some money so that we keep, you know, so we have a positive cash flow.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I would do. I don't think one human being can say to another, you have to do this.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because, first of all, it's not moral. Second of all, it's not effective. I mean, you can't do it.
There's
no way of compelling them. But I think, and you pointing out to her that, look, he put you through school. And not only did you not have any income, but there was an outgo. He paid for the schooling. So, and I think that most of us are much more reasonable when we're approached as, look, I agree, you know, this is what I want to continue to do. Can we, the two of us, sit down together and agree that there's a point beyond which we don't want to go?
That's, I'm glad I called.
Okay.
That's very helpful.
Good.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
In some ways, this is really what we're talking about before, which is fear. Okay? Because the fear is, this is going to go on forever. The fear is we're going to lose our house. The fear is I'm being taken advantage of. So dealing with fear, we call this reality-based thinking in psychology, that instead of just letting those fears wander around or saying, if you love me, or men should, or how come, you know, this is going on, to get in touch with those feelings and deal with them very specifically. And you can see, just saying to somebody, look, you supported me for 4 years. I'll support you for 4 years, but let's have a plan, Stan. Okay, let's go back to the fears that were not quite so, or that are a little more obvious than that one.
Okay. Eddie here says, in order to deal with his fear, he says that I eat. I'm up to 460 pounds now,
honey.
And my fear is gone, LOL.
Oh, except your fear of having a heart attack or diabetes. Yeah, I mean, and you're good for you for being honest. I assume that you're being honest. that oral gratification is the first way any of us learn to deal with our fears when we're infants, right? We holler and somebody feeds us. And unfortunately, that can go on for the rest of our lives, which is why, among other things, 60% of the country is obese. That and probably corn syrup, but that's a different story. In that, one of the ways that we deal with fear is to, one of the ways we calm ourselves is to feed ourselves. Alcohol works, tobacco works, drugs in general work. Sex works for some people. Shopping works for other people. And the problem is that in and of it's themselves, none of those behaviors are inherently, some of them are a little more healthy than others, but they're behaviors that are not going to solve the problem. They really are temporary responses to longer term issues. And as you're, I assume, telling me honestly, when you feel fearful, you eat, and you're feeling fearful enough that you're eating a lot, it's really not working very well. So let's see if we can figure out better things for you. Give me a call, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Okay, as I mentioned, January tends to be the trough month. As Tom points out, it's kind of the Monday of months. You know, the one where it is, oh, no! And especially when it comes to movies. So there are a number coming out this week, and I will just review them for you. The one, I will be really honest with you, some of the movies they didn't screen for me. Never a good sign. One of the movies they actually embargoed because, for those of you who listen to the program a lot, you know that Thursdays are usually the day I do movies. But I actually had to sign a thing saying I would not, that the reviews were embargoed to today. And we had a lot of phone calls yesterday, so I just decided, and one of the movies that that comes out this week I saw last night, so we just decided, I made the executive decision to do all the movies today. All right, understand, this is not movie time of year. All right? All right, Dirty Grandpa stars Robert De Niro, Zac Efron, and it's awful. I mean, I mean everybody loves Robert De Niro. It is obscene. It's badly written. It's really a wretched movie. And your first thought is, why is Robert De Niro doing this? And I think he's become kind of the Michael Caine of movies, which is it's a paycheck. He did Meet the Fockers and stuff like that. So he's, and I thought he was terrific in The Intern with Anne Hathaway. This one, I don't know if the problem is the writing. It's everything. It's an unpleasant, uncomfortable movie. The only person to come out of this okay is Zac Efron. I've always thought was a talented kid from High School Musical. And he goes around, we see a lot of his butt. At some point, believe it or not, he has a G-string that's made of a fuzzy bear. And so, of course, we have a kid who wants to pet the fuzzy bear. I mean, that's the level of humor. The only concern about reviewing like this is several of you are going to think, well, it can't be that bad. I'll go see it. You'll call me on Monday and say I should have listened. Okay. So, what can I tell you? Waste of time. The Fifth Wave is part of the new genre of YA novels. It started, well, it really didn't start with Harry Potter, because Harry Potter was really not written for young adults as much as it was, I guess it was written for everybody. I thought the books were terrific, the movies were terrific, made scads of money, made a multimillionaire out of a single parent mom, J.K. Rowling, and were wonderful. Then we had Twilight. Then we had The Maze Runner. Then we had Hunger Games. Then we had, what was the other one? I'll think of it in a minute. Not Detachment, but something. Anyway, so we've had a spate of movies, maybe five or six, that are based on YA novels. So they have a built-in following. They basically have a female fundamentally have a female protagonist who has two cute boys that are in love with her. And we're dealing with some kind of end-of-the-world scenario. And this one certainly falls well into that category. It stars Chloe Grace Moretz, whom I always thought was a good actress, even when she was her first movie was Kick. It was actually called Kick ASS. But it also stars Liev Schreiber. The story is that we have aliens. Right? And these are not friendly aliens. And the first wave is to have electromagnetic pulses, which cause car accidents and planes to fall out of the sky. The second wave is upsetting water so that coastal cities are ruined and lakes overflow. The third wave, what was the third wave? Avian flu. There are 75, it turns out that there's, for every human being alive, there's 75 birds. So there are a lot more birds than there are human. So avian flu begins to wipe out the population. I'm not going to tell you what the fourth and fifth wave are because this is the fifth wave. But this is one of those stories that's about a terrible future. And the aliens don't really hate us. They just need to, they need the planet, and they don't need us. You're either going to like this kind of movie or not like this kind of movie, but I thought it was fairly well done. It's a little bit long. It's 112 minutes and probably should have been at least 15 minutes shorter. But she's a fun actress to watch. It's an interesting idea. It's well shot. I have no real complaint with it. IP Man 3, I saw the original one. This one they didn't screen. It stars Donnie Yen, Lin Huang, and Mike Tyson. A brand of brutal gangsters led by a crooked property developer make a plan to take over the city. Master IP is forced to take a stand. If you can, see the original IP Man, which is it's actually not IP Man, it's IP. And it's actually a pretty interesting movie. Mojave is 93 minutes. It stars Oscar Isaac, who seems to be every place these days, Garrett Hedlund, and Mark Wahlberg. A suicidal artist goes into the desert where he finds his doppelganger, a homicidal drifter. This is kind of an odd movie. I thought there are an awful lot of moving parts here. I'm not sure exactly what they're after. The it's great actors. I mean, Oscar Isaac, I think, can do almost anything. Mark Wahlberg is fun to watch. Garrick Hudlin plays a wealthy and entitled white artist who looks to work out his issues in the desert. Oscar Isaac is his doppelganger. A doppelganger is kind of a twin in a parallel universe that's kind of evil. They sort of quote literary things. I don't know. This is the same guy who wrote The Departed, which technically he gets credit for. But The Departed was a Korean film that was actually much better than the Martin Scorsese one, and it was about half shorter. Afurim is actually a really interesting movie. It's set in the 19th century in Romania. A policeman, Constantine, is hired by a nobleman to find a gypsy slave who has run away from his estate after having an affair with his wife. This was fascinating. Apparently, this is based on a true story in Romanian history, and watching what was going on was really fun to see. Is that the music in the background that I can't quite hear? Oh, good. All right. So I'm still okay. I got another. We're just having a little bit of audio issues today. All right. Fair enough. Thanks, Tom. All right. So my pick of the week. These are all, to be quite honest, they're January movies. If you're a kid, you'll probably enjoy The Fifth Wave. I don't know how you feel about foreign movies, but Afrim is actually. I think Afrim, I looked it up. I think it's sort of one of those all-purpose words that means it's like aloha, except it's Romanian. This is a part of the world, a part of history, a part of the world that I think most of us don't know anything about, and I found it really fascinating. And if nothing else, as opposed to most Hollywood movies where you know exactly what's going to happen, this one you have no idea because the context is just so unusual on this one. So my pick of the week, if you really love movies, is probably Afrim. If you're going to go see a popular movie, you may get a kick out of The Fifth Wave, although it's, again, part of that whole wave of movies with aggressive female leads and cute boys, and this one clearly is hoping for a sequel. We'll see how it does. I would just say wash your hands of Dirty Grandpa. All that's on the website, 855-993-7569, and I can hear the music beautifully. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.